Okay, staff recognition. Staff recognition.
Ted Hand is up.
Ted.
On the stack.
I would like to recognize Tony Diaz, who is a part of Libro Traficante, and maybe someone can tell me off the top of their head the name of the program that he's involved in on KBS.
Nuestra Palabra.
Thank
also
you.
the 2 p.m. show with the politics and Latino politics.
Tony Diaz has been working very closely with members of the Texas State House of Representatives, which either yesterday or the day before approved a bill number 1504 that, if it gets through the Senate and gets signed by the governor, will create ethnic studies as a full-fledged course in Texas high schools, all of them. And Tony's been a key player in this, so I think, well, I normally don't do staff recognition, this one I think is over the top great. So there you go.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Miss Nancy?
Go ahead.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that appreciated so all the programmers and all the staff. And I'd like to say special mention to Bobby Modad. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Lyndon. I'd like to say, give applause to David for presenting the budget last night to the Finance Committee. He did a really fine job. And he was also on a call with the PNB, a week ago, and he did a really fine job representing us. So I'd like to give a shout out to David.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Teresa Sandy. For the stack.
Sandy for the stack.
Go ahead. Teresa and who else?
Sandy.
Okay, Sandy. Teresa, Sandy, and Dwayne. Go ahead.
I would like to thank Captain Harper for utilizing social media to promote fundraising for KPFT.
Okay.
And I hope that more and more programmers follow his example. He's always very positive. So thank you, Captain Tom.
Oh, Captain Tom. Okay. Sandy.
Thank you. I just, not directly on our staff, but being a huge help at the moment, correcting a lot of the maladies at the transmitter and some of the equipment that has gone on for years and years. Mo Thomas, who's now at KPFA. Mo Thomas, he's the interim general manager at KPFA and a super veteran radio engineer, really knows his stuff. So he came down and straightened out a world of problems in short order. So wherever you are, Mo, thank you.
Wally's on the call.
Okay, thank you, Wally. We haven't gotten there yet.
Call for the orders of the day.
Dwayne is supposed to be talking.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you while it was. I heard him.
Okay.
Let me say that I appreciate the work and will acknowledge the work of our silent worker. He doesn't say a whole lot and doesn't get a whole lot of recognition. But Rob and Lewis, a very important element for the last few years of this organization, KPFT. And of course, Markeisha Van Zandt, who takes a whole lot of flack and do a whole lot of work and have kept the finances of this KPFT sound and just acknowledging her competence and her willingness to deal with all the flack she get from several people. Just want to acknowledge that.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, not hearing anyone. Roll call. Phil.
Okay, sorry, I had to unmute myself. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa's here. Adriana Castaneve? Can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier's here. Lennon Foley?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yeah, I hear you, Adriana. Okay, got you. And I got Lennon. Thank you. Excuse me. Bob Gartner?
Present.
Bob is here. Patrick Hoyt?
I'm here.
Patrick's here. Wally James?
Here.
Patrick's here. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne Lark present.
Dwayne is here. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Okay. Got you, Marianne. Thank you. Paula Miller?
Present.
Paula's here. Susie Moreno?
Present. Well,
there you see. Okay. Remember, I saw her name. Thank you. We got you, Susie. Mm-hmm. Venetia Patel Adams. Can't hear you, Venetia. Sandra Walline.
I'm here.
Sandra's here. Darrell Robbins.
Here.
Darrell is here. Nancy Stabar-Nartomi.
Present.
Nancy's here. Wendy Schrell. She asked for an excuse absence, so no. Deb Shafto. She's in the hospital and she wants an excuse absence too. Richard Uzel. Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington. Rita, I see your name, but I don't hear you. I think you're muted. We'll come back to you. Sandy Weinman.
Present.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel.
Here.
Ted's here. Venetia Williams.
Present.
Venetia's here. Egberto Willis.
And thank you for joining me for today's presentation. My name is Zach Parker.
heard somebody else, but I didn't hear Egberto. I think you're muted, Egberto.
This sounded like Egberto.
He's
got a different name.
Egberto, you're unmuted now. Can you say you're here?
I am here. Can you hear me? I am here.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha, Egberto. Thank you. Great. Okay. David Bates. David, are you here? I don't see him.
I don't see him.
Or Jim. Okay. Going back, didn't hear Venetia Patel Adams. Let me just read all these names. Tell me if you're here. Wendy Schrell, Deb Shafto, Richard Uzel, Rita Washington.
Rita Washington is present.
Okay. Thank you, Rita. Got you. And David Bays. And so we have, let me count.
You have Venetia, Wendy, Deb, and Richard. That's four people.
We have 20 voting board members present, so we have quorum.
All right. Excuse absences. We're going to wait till we have everybody on here that's going to be on here. So agenda approval.
Okay, I don't know who else we're not going to, well, okay. We'll get some more.
I don't know, because you made a comment about, who did you say? I didn't see these, and maybe, I just probably overlooked it because it was too many emails.
Wendy said she had to work. Okay. Wendy said she had to work. Deb is in the hospital. I don't know about Richard. Don't know about David.
David is
and I don't know about Venetia either.
David is going to be.
I see nothing from that. Well, he said, Wendy, I see nothing from her. Bill always knows where everybody is.
If you're not speaking, please mute yourself. Madam Chair, I see Ted has his hand up.
I see Ted with his hand up, but on the way. Rita, what's the problem? Okay. So it's still Venetia, Wendy, Deb, and Richard. Is that correct, Bill?
Yes.
Bill, you muted.
Sorry. I haven't heard from Richard or Vinisha Patel Adams, but I move that we excuse the others.
Okay. Ted.
No objection.
I want to go.
Who's that? Can you wait till I call on you, please? Ted.
I want to go on record as being opposed to excusing all absences. And I also want to know that all of the requests for excused absences were emailed at least 3 hours before today's meeting.
Whoever did it, it was but 3 hours before. I can attest to that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
I said whoever emailed, they were before 3 hours.
Indeed, that's it.
Okay.
Chad,
Adriana, go ahead.
I saw an email from Wendy. The only email that I saw.
Okay.
I don't have any problem. I mean,
All right. So, Bill, do you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I did. I moved that we excuse Deb and Wendy.
May I ask something? Do you receive an email from Deb?
No, but I talked to her yesterday. She's in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. It's been moved. I need a second for Wendy and Deb to be excused.
Second.
Second.
Sandy.
Well, thank you, Sandy and Lyndon. Thank you. All right. It's been moved and seconded to excuse Wendy and Deb. Is there any discussion?
Nancy. Well, we have a rule you're supposed to email for excused absence, and Deb did not email. I mean, it's just a conversation.
What part of in the hospital is strange?
We are in a pandemic. First of all. Second of all, if somebody calls and says they're in a hospital, I kind of think that suffices. Now, if you don't agree with me, let me know. And I'm talking to the body, the 20 people that's on this, on here.
Yeah, I don't agree.
I'm not going to be a part of anybody bullying anybody. I'm not going to be a part of that.
Madam, I don't Chair, agree.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Anybody else? All right.
Adriana,
go ahead.
Yes, Madam Chair, I believe that we should exercise, obviously, our compassion. And if somebody obviously is in the hospital, I don't want to discuss anything about it. The only thing that I want is to remind this LSB that a lot of people that now are so compassionate, they were not when we have one of our members that everybody knows about him. He was in the hospital and they want to take him out of the board. It's the only thing that, but I agree. We should excuse if somebody's in the hospital. It's ridiculous that we even discuss this.
Why are we even discussing it? I'm sorry, but I have to say that I'm not going to be a part of bullying somebody. I'm not going to be a part. Let me go on record by saying that. Now, if you don't want to excuse them, exercise your vote. Yes or no? Is there any other discussion? All right. Okay, go ahead, Sandra, because I know your voice. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just, if there's any doubt as to whether or not we can excuse Deb Shafto, then I would call for the members to vote yay or nay.
That's what I'm saying. Everything. Vote your choice. If you don't want to excuse them, vote no. If you want to excuse them, vote yes. There's no discussion about it.
Thank you.
When I call in the HISD and tell them I'm sick, I do not tell them what's wrong with me. The rule says I tell them I'm sick.
Yeah.
I do not send them an email. I call them. The key word is sick. All right. Bill.
Call the roll. Okay.
Paul Rowe.
This is to excuse Deb and Wendy. Teresa?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Castaneve?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yes.
Lennon votes yes. Bob Gartner?
Yes.
Bob votes yes. Patrick Hoyt? Can't hear you, Patrick. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. We'll come back to you. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marion Martinez?
Yes.
Marion votes yes. Paula Miller?
Yes.
Paula votes yes. Susie Moreno?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Venetia Patel Adams?
She's not here,
not
right?
Not on the call, I guess. Okay. Sandra Rolline?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes for Wendy. Abstain on Deb.
Well, it's one motion. So you need to vote yes or no. It's not divided. I'll come back to you. Wendy Sherrill, not here. Deb's not here. Richard, are you on? Richard Dizell?
Ooh,
not on the call. Rita Washington? Rita? Can't hear you. I'll come back to you. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
No.
Ted votes no. Venetia Williams? Or I'll come back to you. You're the chair. Egberto Willis?
Yes.
Egberto votes yes. Going back to who we skipped, Patrick White. Still can't hear you, Patrick. Dwayne Lark? Still can't hear you, Dwayne. Venetia Patel Adams? Still can't hear you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? How do you vote?
Yes on Wendy and abstain on Deb.
The motion, that's not what the motion says. The motion says to
excuse
both of them.
Yeah, it's a screwed up motion.
I'll put who's not voting. Wendy, Deb, Richard, I assume we're not here. And let me count. We have 13 yes, one no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Okay, Chair votes yes. It'll be 14 yes and one no.
And Nancy's abstained.
Well, yeah.
And Madam Chair, I have a question. This is Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne.
If it's 13 yes and one no, how are the others accounted for on the record?
What do you mean? Oh, it's 20. Somebody is missing.
How many people?
Well, people not voting or abstained, I'm not counting them.
Right, because a lot of people didn't vote.
Okay, put me. Dwayne Lark votes no.
Is that okay, Madam Chair?
Yeah, this is what.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
I agree that we have...
Hello?
I agree that we have a rule, but our rule, extending a special rule, said that the body by itself, by majority, but two-thirds majority, we can... Even if it's not, you know, part of the rule, it means that's what we are going to say, I think. We overwhelmingly have more than two.
Okay.
Can we have y'all two, hear me?
Hold on one second.
Okay. Our GM is coming in.
Ralph okay. here. I was dropped.
Who is
but
this?
But I want to vote no.
Who is this?
Ralph. I'm using a different phone. I couldn't get in on my phone. But in my car.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. Mr. Pointer is from WPFW. I believe it's calling
WBAI.
I'm sorry.
Confused.
I believe that he's calling in for public comment.
Okay.
And
no.
he is not a member of the KPFW.
No, he's on another board. They're meeting at the same time.
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark seeks to be recognized.
Okay, Dwayne, can you hold on 1 second?
Well, I want to clarify the situation, Madam Chair.
Okay, go ahead then, Dwayne.
Okay, because Sandra's misunderstanding herself. Ralph probably believes he's calling in to the WBAI meeting.
Oh, okay.
That's true. Yeah. I got it all wrong here.
Okay,
I'll try to get in on it. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
This is Richard Uzel. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you,
Richard. Okay, I'm here.
I got you, Richard. Thank you.
Our GM is here as well, Madam.
I was here earlier, but I wasn't.
Thank you, Paul.
I did make it in as well. And thank you for the email, Nancy. I very much appreciate knowing that I was late. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I knew what time David was coming into the meeting. There's nothing on the books that says David, the general manager, has to be here at 7 o'clock.
But he is supposed to attend the meeting. That's his job description.
Who says he wasn't going to attend the meeting, Nancy?
I don't know. I didn't send anything to tell him that he was late. I don't know what's going on.
Well,
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Yes, Dwayne.
Well, Madam Chair, technically, since he is a de facto member of the LSB, it would be that he would be expected to be at roll call. But since you knew that he wasn't.
He was not on time.
Okay. He would be expected to be on time for roll call, just for the record.
Okay. Thank you for that, Dwayne.
He's a member.
And he, okay.
It would be good on the finance committee too.
Can we have the results of that vote so we can move on to the next agenda item, please?
14-2. 14 yes to 2 no. Excuse Deb and, Wendy.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Did you get my
vote should be 15.
Well, it's too late, Richard. We already tallied the votes.
I know. I just wanted to.
Okay.
Did you get my abstention?
Thank you so much.
Yes, but that doesn't count as a yes or no.
But you're going to report it, aren't you?
I've been putting in the minutes yes and no votes only. As I believe Ted says, that's what Robert's rule says we should do. Is that correct, Ted?
No, any individual can move to divide the question if you want to get into technicalities. This is all a waste of time. I made my statement earlier today as to why I was doing what I was doing to hopefully speed up this process. So why don't you just give Nancy what she asked for and let's move on.
14-2 okay. And 1. Thank you.
Okay.
The results are 14-2
okay.
And 1.
Abstain. Did y'all count mine? Abstain.
Who's talking?
Susie, I want mine counted. Abstain.
Okay, 14-2-2.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Whew, I need a
Bill.
Drink.
Bill, from now on, please count the abstentions, since that seems to be a point of, I always counted abstentions.
Sometimes I'll be allowed to do that. Sometimes people just don't answer the roll, and I don't know if they can agree or we can't agree them or what.
That's why go back and forth with the roll.
Yeah.
We try to wait for you to get here.
Sure. Okay. I'll be glad to record Nancy and Susie abstaining.
14-2-2. That is the count.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. The agenda approval. Does anybody have anything to say about the agenda? Ted, of course you do.
Is that in order to say, of course you do?
Yes, it is.
First of all, I want to say that under Roman numeral 11, building and properties, I didn't fully comprehend until today that I am assigned to do something. So I spent an hour and I do want to report under building and properties. I did have a conversation with David and he told me to go ahead and do what I did. That's number one. Number two, Roman numeral 12, unless someone can explain to me and show me in a document what a working group is, Roman numeral 12 should be scratched from the agenda completely, because there is no definition for a working group. And by going forward with that item, we will end up in a royal cluster, you know what. And a working group doesn't mean anything, so we're going to be talking about something that has no definition. The third thing is that I don't know of any authorization for these time limits or whatever they are next to each item. And we certainly spent more than 5 minutes on roll call, so I wish we would just ignore and remove from the agenda this one and future ones any reference to time limits unless it is spelled out in the motion. Those are my comments.
Anybody else?
Dave to the stack.
Dave, go ahead.
I was looking at the report, and every meeting that I've been in has had a time frame. So I don't know why this group hasn't, but everyone that I've been in, it seems to have had one, just from just noticing that. So
I concur. It's precedent. When you were chair, we had time frames. So it's precedent. All I did was follow precedent. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Nancy.
Go ahead.
I think 20 minutes is too little to discuss the very major vote. KPFK, LSB, they took a whole meeting. A whole meeting. It was called Special Delegates Assembly Meeting, which we should have done too. But squeezing it in 20 minutes, I think that's very unwise.
Anybody else?
Richard.
It is in contradiction with the agenda item number 13, which is 30 minutes, not 20 minutes. And that conversation, well, it suggested to be right after agenda approval. I'll be willing to move it to after the general manager's report and public comment.
Madam Chair.
Richard.
Bill was first, then Richard, then...
I think Richard was before me.
Sandy has been asking for the floor.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sandy, Richard, Bill.
Thank you. We approve the agenda as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as it is stated right now.
Request for information.
Sorry.
My question is, we have a contradiction. We have Roman numeral 13, which is to discuss the bylaws, and we have Roman numeral, Roman numeral 10 to discuss the bylaws. One says 20 minutes, one says 30 minutes.
All right, first of all, the bylaws will be discussed on the PNB report. Sandra Rawline will be bringing that up. If y'all would just let me do my job, all of your questions and everything you want will be done. Whoa. Anybody else?
Any question?
Oh, yes. It was Sandy Richard. Richard, go ahead.
And Adriana?
I was just going to say some time back there that those time limits are usually just on there as advisory. They're not.
Thank you.
They're not set. They're not set in concrete.
Thank you, Richard. Exactly. Exactly. So I don't even understand why we're having a discussion about it. Sandy Richard. I heard somebody.
Adriana.
Adriana and Bill. Bill, I'm going to take Adriana before you.
Okay.
Dwayne. And who?
Dwayne Clark.
Okay, go ahead. Dwayne, you after Bill. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair, I want to clarify something because it's Roman numeral 10 is exactly the way that should be, because according to our bylaws, the PMB vote and the station, the five stations need to vote by themselves. But normally when we vote, we need to do it like a delegate assembly.
Yeah, we are.
It's perfect. It's perfect the way that it's there.
Okay. And thank you. Who's next?
Bill, I think.
Bill!
Don't yell at me, Nancy. Bill, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And the PNB is any guide. Once the agenda is approved with time limits, the time limits are fixed. It takes a two-thirds vote to amend the agenda because you're essentially suspending the rules to do that. And the reason for the time limits is so you can get through the agenda, or at least a substantial part of the agenda. We've had a habit when time limits are ignored of, you know, sometimes not getting to new or unfinished business at all. Sometimes we don't even get to committee reports because we get carried away on whatever's early on the agenda. So if you want to spend all your time talking about the bylaws, that's okay, but we won't get to anything else. So I support Sandy's motion to approve the agenda as it's written.
All right. It is the last conversation. Dwayne is the last discussion about this because we are in discussion. Go ahead, Dwayne. Okay.
Well, for the record, this might be the third time in 3 or 4 months that I've agreed with Bill Crozier. So I want that to be on the record that it is quite clear that the goal of the chair often is to get through a meeting. And if you do restrict yourself and try to time out the meeting, it's appropriate. But once you approve those minutes, you're tied to it and it requires a two-thirds majority. So while it is a guide, as Richard said, it's more than a guide. It is a blueprint that you have to stick to, or two-thirds would have to agree to disavow it or extend it.
All right. Can somebody call for the question, please? Yes,
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I call a question in regards to the previous remarks. I thought we were talking about the agenda, not the minutes. Am I mistaken?
Yes, we are.
Thank you.
The agenda. All those in favor of the accepting the agenda as it is.
That's the question. You don't understand.
All those in favor of the
That's what people do.
Approve the agenda.
Yes.
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 Okay. Yes.
Yes. Thank you for the consensus, if I'm sure. Are there any no's?
Do you leave Teresa Allen's motion there?
I hear no no's. Thank you for that consensus. Moving to the minutes. Bill.
No.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. I resent the March minutes to you. We kind of skipped a minutes approval for the preceding meeting. So I move that we approve the March minutes.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we approve the March minutes.
That was March 10th.
March 10th. Is there any discussion? Not hearing any. By consensus, can we approve the March minutes?
Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Next set, Bill.
Okay. I move that we approve the April 14th minutes.
Okay. April 14th minutes. Seconded. Is there any discussion?
One of those, you sent some comments to Bill about them.
Is there discussion about the April minutes? Not hearing any. By consensus, do we accept the April minutes? Okay, yes. Let's go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, next item on the agenda, general manager's report. Go ahead, David.
Just making sure. you're okay over there. All right.
Woo, I know what you mean.
All right. So this report's going to be a little bit shorter because the items in it have taken a lot longer to get done. Mo Thomas from Pacifica National Engineering was here over the past week or two ago, and we got a lot of things done, including transmitter upgrades, including software that had not been updated. Now we are able to access the transmitter remotely, where we don't have to go out to the transmitter to turn it back on. I did have a wonderful, I don't know, it was like a moment of zen. There was so many folks that had told me that since I've gotten here that our studio to transmitter links don't work. They're up and functioning. Apparently whatever blockage was in the way is no longer there. Things are good, which means as we go into the budget for next year, we're going to be able to roll back a lot on internet usage. Tomorrow, when I put out this report, I had not heard from the tower crew. The tower crew will be here tomorrow morning to replace the antenna bay at the top of the tower. We will be off the air momentarily while that happens. If there's any questions, please say so now, but we will be off the air tomorrow, somewhere between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning until the work is done. I definitely want to get this out of the way before major storm season gets here. Because we've had a lot of problems with water getting into the line. So this will take care of that. KPFT is going to be participating in a Pacifica nationwide broadcast coming up on the 25th of this month, regarding policing and the 1 year anniversary of George Floyd. This will be a 12-hour special. In our case, it'll be 11 hours. We're going to air Democracy Now first, and then we'll join at 8 o'clock and go till 7 p.m. on May 25th. Programming has already been notified. But they really have come up with a good idea, something that's very, very, relevant, for our area, especially George Floyd's home being here. And they're also going to, I told them since we're going to be in the middle of pledge that they needed to pitch while they were at it. And so they're going to do that as well, through the Pacifica app that is now available. If you guys haven't had a chance to use it yet, you can actually do, donations from your phone. Before we couldn't. We'd only do KPFK was the only option, but now, we are an option on the app, so people can do it there. They can do it on the website. They can do it across the streams. And so, speaking of which, while we're off the air tomorrow, the streams will be running. So, I have put out on, social media so far, and we'll have it up on the website still. And I've gotten a couple of messages out there. So, our national engineer is now going to be making a third return to Houston. Trying to finish up the work that has still not been completed. And once I know dates and stuff, I'll be more than happy to get that to you. But that'll probably be in the next week or 2 weeks. I never really know until about 24 hours prior. Very, I want to put out kudos to Teresa, to Lyndon, to Sandra. Not only did we get our budget push through. They did a very amazing job in making sure everything was great. Markeisha did a great job as well. So there's a few adjustments that need to be made, but otherwise we're looking really good. And so at least we got the budget passed for last year, and Markeisha and I will be working on the budget for next year by next month. So that'll be for the finance committee. I did work with Ted a little bit earlier today regarding the building. He wanted to, form a committee, to get ideas for the building. And I did tell, Ted that he is more than welcome to, get a group together and that I will attend the meetings. And that way I can at least take, so if you have ideas, regarding the building, anything really, get with Ted. and he can get me a report that I can take to, you know, our ideas, our thoughts. That way everybody has input. So that would be a really good way to do that. Otherwise than that, the only other thing that I made a change of here in the past 72 hours is we have been going back and forth and back and forth regarding our phone system in the building. So I had the 4000 number forwarded to ACD. So at least someone is picking up the phone. It took AT&T almost a solid day to forward that phone line. Mm-hmm. So at least now it's in the hands of our ACD people who do the, pledges. They'll probably get a lot of weird phone calls, but hopefully they can at least get some pledges out of it. I haven't looked at the exact number at this time, regarding our pledge drive. Let me take a look here real quick. So far, and we're off to a very slow start. Unfortunately, power was out at the building location, 2 days in a row, Saturday and Sunday. I want to thank the folks that notified me. I do appreciate it when they do that. Our total right now is only $17,761. And this has been taking a tally since the first of the month. So we have a long way to go for $200,000. So hopefully between getting the antenna fixed, hopefully keeping electricity on, I'm going to probably have our pledge drive extended an additional week to make up for the days that we did not have any control over it. So if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll be more than happy to try to answer them for you at this time.
Go ahead.
Yes, the 5738, did you, is, I did not hear you clearly. You said the 4000 number will go to the private company that, calling service, that takes the pledges, but 5738, is that also going to them, or where's 5738 going?
It is all going to ACD right now, correct.
Oh, so we don't take any calls from the listeners or anything. Both numbers are going. Okay.
Yeah, thank the you. Building's closed, so yeah.
Darrell?
David, I think that you are just amazing how you're doing all of the technical stuff that you're doing. I mean, you're truly a professional. And I just want to ask, is there any expectation that you would be able to reply to programmers emails, and I'm not fussing at you at all because I hear what you're doing, but there's some programmer friends of mine who asked me what is the problem he doesn't reply to my email.
I can answer that in one of two ways. Number one, thank you, for the kind words. Number two, scarf is awesome. Number three, here's the thing. When I send out emails to the programming staff, we use a program called, I believe it's, I don't know, Monkey Chimp or Chimp Monkey or some kind of service. Anyway, so I send out these emails, and I've been sending out emails to the programming staff about every 2 weeks. What I'm finding is only about 40% of them are opening the actual email. So if those folks are not on the current list, please make sure that they update it with me. And number two, if they get an email from MailChimp, you know, make sure to read it, because they are being advised and they're being kept up to date on every single thing that's going on. In fact, I sent out another one early this morning regarding being off the air tomorrow. So if they're not on the MailChimp list or on the list that on the programmer's list, make sure to get that to Robin, and Robin can get it updated. And then they can be on, you know, the email list with everybody else. So tell them I do apologize if they thought I wasn't communicating with them. But if their email address has changed or if they're not seeing the chimp mail, it's going to spam. It's going somewhere. Let's get them updated and get them back on topic, because we definitely are communicating with them.
Well, the question was, why doesn't he reply to me?
Well, it's going to depend on okay? Again, when someone asks a question, if it's something that has already been addressed in an email, I typically will wait to respond. If it's something new or pressing, I always try to get back to them, and it's very possible I miss someone. But that's very few and far between. Now, one thing that I'm also very skeptical of, and I will make sure that all board members understand this. When I send you a reply to an email, it does not need to be forwarded to people, and it does not need to be posted on social media. And if you want to know, and I'm being serious, if you want replies from me, those are things that cannot happen. Some of the things that I discuss with the staff, with the board, you know, entail some laws that we have. And we don't need the general public knowing our in. They have enough of their own. So when somebody asks me to reply back to them and then they turn around and put it on Facebook, I have an issue with that. And that could be another reason why I did not reply to that person. So if somebody wants an answer to something, I have no problems in communicating with you. However, it's not for you and the world.
Okay.
I'm speaking to you. Does that make sense? So it I would does. Just ask that they respect the privacy of the things that go on the board, the things that go on in Pacifica. And, you know, when people ask me about the building, I'm honest with them. I tell them what's going on. But that doesn't need to be posted out in public.
Yeah.
So hopefully that answers your question.
And it's gm@kpft.org?
It is.
Even though it comes from MailChimp?
No, when it comes from Mail, yeah, it will come from my email through MailChimp too, yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Any more questions?
Teresa for the staff.
Go ahead, and then Bill. Go ahead, Teresa.
David, I was talking to someone from New York who attended our development and outreach meeting, and he said that he saw that our Facebook had 20,000 people on it. Is that true? And do we have, are we developing any more, more 20, consistent ways of reaching those people?
Give me 2 seconds and I can
answer. We do have 20,000 people on Facebook.
Well, that's very good.
Well, my question is, are they active?
I mean, I don't know about that, but they following.
Let me take a look here real quick. Yeah, there's a lot of people that follow us.
Right.
I will say that. There are a lot of followers. Now, how much they engage? Our Facebook reach right now is reaching 14.2K. It's up 28%. And a lot of that's coming off the new revamped website. So our reach is grown by almost 30% in the last week and a half. Our audience reach, our recent Facebook likes have been 20.9K. So that is up 49% women, 48% men. 42% of those people are out of Houston, 3% are out of Austin, 1.3% are out of Spring, 1% is out of Cyprus, and less than 1% is out of San Antonio. So we are keeping our engagements local, which is really awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Madam Chair, Bill has his hand up.
Oh, Bill, yeah, you're next.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I also want to thank you, David. I mean, you've been really hard at work on catching up on a lot of stuff. I know you kind of inherited a mess, and that antenna is another, it's a good example of the kind of thing that you shouldn't have had to wait till you got here, but I'm glad you're taking care of it. It's been, what, needing repair for something like 2 years, was that right?
Yeah. I mean, that's at least as far as I know. I was told it was actually struck in 2016.
Oh, good grief. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for getting that taken care of. And also the signal is really important. Thank you so much for making sure the website got updated. That's also been needed for a long time. And, you know, I think, we do need to stress that and social media more. I'm not much of a social media person, but it is a way of reaching people, especially younger people and, well, lots of people that just may not know about they may not be listening 24/7, so we don't know what's on the air, but it's a way of promoting specific programs. And I encourage everybody on here who uses social media to use that. When you hear something you like or you know something's coming up, you know, tell your friends via social media or even email to listen in. And that's the way we'll probably get more listeners and donations and better fulfill our mission. There's lots of reasons for doing that. And, it's, you know, we've been losing listeners. All the Pacifica stations is losing listeners for years, and we've got to reverse that, or if our mission means anything. And finally, also the phones. Thanks for taking care of that too. I mean, that's another issue that shouldn't have taken anywhere near this long. And I'm sorry you had ended up having to take care of that, but I'm glad you did. Thank you so much. And thank Mo for helping out as well.
Absolutely.
Nancy on the stack?
Go ahead.
Yes. What is our membership now?
Good question.
Let's see here. You mean total membership people or ones that are currently putting in contributions?
Who have membership standing. Like Robin reported to one of the development committee, I think, in March. It was 3,100.
Right. And then when we got out of the first pledge, out of those 3,100 people, 560 made a pledge.
So, I mean, so total membership, I guess you don't know.
Robin, I don't have those numbers in front of me now. I can get them from Robin though.
And when you do, could you, next time report how many new members we got during pledge drive? You usually get new members during pledge drive.
During the last pledge drive, we had 4.
Really?
Yes. Oh, 4 wow. New. The rest were already existing. That was
usually
the first.
We have 100 or 200.
Yeah, that was the very first thing that I noticed in the last, pledge drive, that we're very, very low on new, donations from new people. That 99.98888% of it was coming from current donors, existing donors, which means we're not growing the base. So those are things that we need to focus on. You're right.
And you know, it will help if programmers will say, we need to have new members. So tell your friends about us or tell your relatives or whatever, because, we need that to get CPB funding to get our members numbers up.
Yes. And the other good thing is I know, that National and NEDA are very much working hard to get the audits done, and they're getting really, really close. So that will help as well. Very much so. Thank you, Nancy.
Susie?
Oh, Susie, go ahead.
Hi, David. I went through the website, and it really is amazing. So thank you very much. And I'm also wondering, I sent the email, I think, this morning or yesterday to Robin regarding being able to help with calling some of the people that have donated in the past and trying to get them reengaged.
Yes, I did see your email.
Okay.
And I know that she typically checks in with those emails and such closer to the end of the week.
Okay,
so
that's
I would give her closer to the end of the week. And if you don't hear something back from her, I can buzz her real quick. And
okay, that's fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for all your work.
Let me just say something about social media. When you see something, if you go into our pages, you have to like them. If you don't like them, you need to share them. That shows engagement. That was to you, to Teresa, when you asked how many people are engaged. A lot of people just go by the page and don't even look. They don't acknowledge that they've been at. If you, like Sandy, I know, posts all the time. Hank posts all the time. Every time they post, I mean, you know, I know you may listen to their show and you may say, well, I listen to their show all the time. Every time Sandy posts something about that, you need to like it or you need to share it. That shows engagement in terms of Facebook. So just that little tidbit out there, because that was your question about how do we know who is engaged in our social media accounts. Same way with Instagram, you just need to like it.
You know, when you go by there, even I like it. You just need to like stuff and you need to share it as well. Anybody else for David? I'm not rolling through. Let me see.
This is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to David. You've done a yeoman's job of trying to get KPFT back on track, and we want to do whatever we can to help support you in your endeavor to help KPFT and Pacifica. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And again, I've got to thank our folks that are on the national board. You know, that includes you, Lyndon, Dwayne. The positive response that's now filtering up the ladder has been, it's been great. I'm getting a lot of folks that have called me from other stations saying that they're starting to feel a positive change. Even if it's in the people and the way that we interact with each other, they're feeling it and they like the way that feels. So hopefully we just keep it up and hopefully the whole world will become a happy place.
All right, it's 8:01, time for public comments. And before we go into public comments, did Benicia, Wendy, Deb, or Richard, you on the line? Did Benicia, Wendy, or Deb come on? All right, go ahead. Paula, what do you see?
All right, Madam Chair. I don't see any hands up for public comments. Do we have any visitors here this afternoon that would like to speak in public comments? Is there anyone? Oh, Captain Tom has his hand up.
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I've had my hand up.
I'm sorry. I'm over here in my own mold right about now. So
that's quite a way. Teresa, thank you for the compliment, but you also want to thank Mike Lewis as well,
yes,
because
yes.
He has also been, publishing KPFT and pushing KPFT. I sent an email to David Bays, in reference to, moving the station to another location rather than, waste money on the building, because it really is not savable. The building is too old, and, that kind of money to be spent on the station would be futile. It's not worth it. But we need to move KPFT forward, but we also need to do is getting all these programmers to start promoting KPFT rather than promoting their own agenda. And I've listened to a few shows, and so has a lot of the other people that I talked to on the phone, and they're not hearing anything about the fund drive. So this needs to be corrected. I mean, as soon as possible before the end of this month. I've noticed that also that, and no offense against the chair, but the agenda needs to move forward and stop discussing, you know, or what we need to do, what changes need to be made. It needs to be a smooth meeting. That's it. You know, you have a right to question the agenda, but, you know, making changes and making changes to the bylaws and, you know, not considering, your fellow members lives, such as being in the hospital and excused absence and all this other stuff, the rule needs to be changed. I mean, if you call a more board member and you let them know your situation, it's just the same thing as sending an email. You may not be able to send the email. You know, if you're in the hospital, how could you send an email? I mean, come on, you know, let's use common sense. You know, let's communicate with each other. Okay. All right. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Tom. Anybody else?
Yes, I see, I'm not sure who 3908 is, phone number 3908. You have your hand raised.
Hi. I just wanted to just say that I'm a KPFT member and I'm going to vote yes on the bylaw referendum, and I want to encourage everyone to do the same. The past year has been extremely difficult for everyone, and it seems that the board and members have lost what little control we have with the virus, and at KPFT in Pacifica, we do have a chance to take some action and help save the foundation and save KPFT by changing the bylaws and changing management. The current structure has allowed the station in New York to, I think, WBAI to accumulate a lot of debt, and much of that debt is owed to Pacifica, which is how the Levitt Street ended up as collateral. And it seems that we can't ever get out of anything until something changes. And that which cannot continue will not continue. The path that it seems the station is on of destruction and voting against needed changes lends to the destruction of Pacifica and KPFT. And I just wanted to say that I'll be voting yes. I've been a member and a listener for years, and I think it would be a very good change. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Paul, you see anybody else?